Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
I'm excited on today. This morning is a wonderful, beautiful day that the Lord has made. I am rejoicing in it, as you are as well. The praise is strong, expectation is strong and high, and I just want to flow in that vein. Praise God. Praise the Lord. I want to just give you some wisdom on today. I want to give you some nuggets on today, something that's going to help you if you apply it, something that's going to prolong your life if you apply it, something that will keep you from many days of disappointment if you apply it, something that will keep you probably not from going into debt, into expenses unnecessarily if you apply it. I want to give you something on today that will you will need until the day that you die and go into eternal life. But it doesn't even stop there. Even eternal life, there's still going to be this same thing, but it's just going to be in a perfect way. God loves relationships. God loves relationships. I mean, he loves relationships of all kinds, the ones that are untainted and immoral, of course, but the relationships between a mother and a son, a mother and a daughter, a husband and a wife, a parent and child, a guardian, a friendship, platonic, romantic. He loves relationships. This whole thing, the whole thing about the Word of God is built on relationships. You have to confess it with your mouth, believe it in your heart. You have to enter into a relationship with Jesus in order to gain salvation. It's all about a relationship. So I want to talk to you today about some of the things that is very close to the Spirit of God, which is relationship. So God loves it. He values it. A relationship is easy. It's just basically when two or more people, I'm talking about the people relationships, because there could be relationships between concepts and objects and even in science, but I'm talking about the human relationships. There are relationships between two or more people that are connected, and you're connected through a unified thought, connected through blood, connected through marriage, connected through kinship, connected through family or family ties, or even spiritual religious. This is all according to the Word of God. So I want to talk to you about relationships. Somebody say relationships.
Relationship.
Relationship.
Somebody say relationship.
Relationship.
Relationship. All right, you're strong on the line. You're strong on the line. So every relationship is important, but there's something specific that I want to talk to concerning friendship, platonic relationships. I can talk about other things as well, but I want to talk to you about platonic relationships, friendships. Now, every friendship will have an impact in your life. We all can agree that KCI and those that are partner and related to KCI, we are entering into a new season. This new season is a season of prosperity. This new season is a season of dreams coming true and visions being birthed out, and there's a wholeness that is being attached to our life. Things that we've been praying and waiting on, God is connecting the pieces to make us whole, to go out into the world, to make an impact. But along with the new season, we always preach, you say, you always know the season that you're entering into, or that you're entering into a new season because of who is coming out of your life and who is coming into your life. New seasons always require a process of shedding. Like a snake, it sheds its skin. Like many animals on this earth, they shed their skin. Like a caterpillar, it sheds its cocoon. It goes into a new, there is a shedding before a new season. Somebody say that. There is a shedding before a new season.
There's a setting before a new season.
Beautiful, yes, yes. So it must, you must understand that when you're going through some things, it's always, like I always like to say, we even say this in the sales world, take a 30,000 aerial view. That's when you go up in a helicopter or a short plane and you take an aerial view of a land. You take an aerial screenshot of the property and the acres. So this is what I always tell people. Don't get so face-to-face with your trials and your tribulation, because that actually blinds you. You know how you could be so close up on something that you can't really see what's really going on? Everything's blocked because you're right in front of it. So what I love to do and what has really helped me is that I take a step back out of my trials. I take a step back out of my tribulation, and I take a 30,000 aerial view, and I say, let me look at the whole picture. While I'm taking this personal, all of these personal attacks and trials and tribulations, I'm missing the bigger picture of what God is doing. Some of you all been in battle, and you've been crying, and you've been begging people to stay in your life. You've been begging people, please don't leave me. I love you. Please don't leave me. I'm your friend. While God's trying to shed in this new season of your life, you're trying to hold on to dead skin.
Come on now.
God wants to shed some things out of your life so that you can get and make room and become better, and now he can surround you with people who will support your vision, people who will challenge you, people who will question you, people who will keep you accountable, but you're fighting the process. So I want to talk to you about friendship today, because with every new season, there's definitely going to be new people who come into your life. The enemy knows this, because that's just what is required. New people have to come into your life to help you with the next season in your life. But even though this is a fact, the enemy will send imposters into your new season. Someone say imposters.
Imposter.
Yeah. Imposter. Thank you, Prophet Bob. Thank you, everyone. Amen.
Yep.
So imposters. Yep. What is imposter? We know imposter means. We're all intelligent. We know the imposter means a person who pretends to be something when there's someone else. Someone who poses to be a certain way, but in fact, they are representing of something of a bad nature.
Amen.
They are phony.
Amen.
We are deceived. Because they walk a certain way, they smell good, they look good, they're talking good, so apparently they must be good. But this is when God is saying it's time to turn up. Even in this new season, with promises being manifested, with prosperity laying at your front, at your feet and at your front door, God is saying, I want you to turn up your discernment, because the enemy is sending out imposters in this new season.
Amen.
So I'm going to give you some facts about how to evaluate your relationships. I want to give you some facts about how to check people who are coming in your life. I'm going to give you some facts about people who are coming into your life. Not just coming into your life, but they're coming into your life to destroy you. For a spiritual imposter to enter your life, you got to entertain them. For a spiritual imposter to really do damage in your life, you've got to give them access. You have to give them an invitation. Imposters are coming to tear down. Imposters are coming to create rumors and blasphemy against you. Imposters are coming to get you distracted off your main assignment. Imposters are coming and entering your life to make sure that your guard is let down. You feel like you got a friend. You feel like you can confide in them because they've been there for you the first two times. You've been divulging all your secrets. But while you're crying and feeling like you got a friend, that imposter on the other side of the phone is writing down every little dirty secret so that it can come back around and bite you in the butt. The imposters come to defile you. The imposters come to tear down your name.
Come on now.
The Bible talks about how that a name is far above rubies and wealth. A good name is what is important for you in this season, especially if you are a man and woman of God. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches and loving favor rather than silver and gold. That's Proverbs 22:1.
Yes.
Proverbs 22:1. A good name. I don't know about you. We've had many people, Apostle Andrew and I, come to us and say, I'll give you a car. I'll give you a house. I'll give you money. I'll give you, if you just come over here and run this church with me. But God said no, because they don't have a good name. And although you have a good name, by being in association with them, it's going to tarnish your name. Say no to the riches. Say no to the favor. Say no to the silver and the gold. Because if you keep your name pure and if you hang in there, I'm going to make your name great.
Amen, woman of God.
Amen. And that's what happened. 2 or 3 years later, we said no, and look at where we are now. God is making our name known across the nations and international seas, because we made our name nothing. God made our name great, because we weren't after the fame. We weren't after the riches. We weren't in this thing for silver and gold. But I tell you one thing, as you continue to keep God first, and as you continue to keep your name blameless, your reward will be riches, will be silver, will be gold. But God will give it to you, and it won't be because some man is trying to come and tarnish your name. Sometimes, people of God, people will enter into your life just because you have a good name, because they have been slipping, Amen. Dipping, tipping, they've been chewing, eating, they've been slanging and wanging, and they all made a mess out of their name, just like their mama, just like their daddy before them. It's a generational curse, and because they know they've dug themselves in a pit, they search for somebody with a good name, and they want to attach themselves to you. But I come to tell you, in this new season, watch out for imposters. Know how to guard your name. If people like you, you're in the ministry, most of you all on this line are in ministry, your goal is to be full-time ministry in any way, like a prophet, evangelist, teacher. Most of you all who are in ministry, let me tell you something. If no one else has told you this, let me be the first. You are in a people business. You are in a people business.
It's true.
That means you don't really have a product. You're not coming in here with health care products and vitamins and things to sell. You may do that on the side, but when you are in ministry, it's a people-based business.
Amen.
Let me give you some wisdom. If people think you got a bad name, you are out of business. Ooh, that went over a few people's head. If you have a tarnished name, if you've hooked up with the wrong person,
come on.
Up with the wrong individual who has the wrong reputation, before you can even get your foot on a platform, your name will become less than, and therefore it will ruin any type of trust that people will have in you. Why do people need to trust
Amen.
You? They're going to trust you to lay hands on themselves. They're going to trust you to preach and give them the unadulterated word of God. They're going to trust that there will be a transfer of spirit, which is God's glory. But if you are tainted and you are slandered, even if it was in the wrong and you were right, but you were guilty by association, you will lose people's trust and belief in you. And if they don't believe
That's
right. in you, you have no business. You have no ministry. Nobody will trust you. Nobody will sow into you. Nobody will come and see about you. The only people you will attract is spectators and further people to come along to gossip more about your name.
Come on.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
Come on.
Thank you, Chief.
Why do you think Apostle Andrew and myself guard ourselves the way that we do? And each year the wall gets thicker and thicker. We started building a wall with sticks. God came around and said, build this thing with cement. Now we're building this thing with titanium. Now we're putting up barbed wires, because the more and the deeper we get into this thing, we realize the more people are able to come in and tear down what you built by just
That's
the
right.
way of them being tarnished and imposters, and because they're dealing with mess and they're sleeping around with children, because they have incest, because they're the ones that's hormonging, because they're dealing in homosexual sins, and because their name is tarnished. tarnished, because they have no integrity, because they're a liar, because they're a thief, because they have no type of any type of ethics, then they come around to my camp, and all we got to do is take a picture with them, and it goes viral, and then all people say is, I thought
my Lord.
I thought they were different. I thought they had the glory, but if they hanging out with him, maybe I need to partner with somebody. Let me go back to Benny Hinn. He's been around longer. See, these new people, they don't know how to be saved. Now, we're innocent, but because somebody came up to us and wanted to latch onto our good name, take a selfie so they can go back to their stupid platform and brag and talk about how they hooked up with us. Some people just want a name drop just so they can pull their own stuff out of the muck. Let people latch onto you in this season. You need to have sharpened discernment. So I want to talk to you about relationships. Each relationship in your life will grow. Just know that. That's the first thing. Each relationship will grow, but it determines what is the growth. That is determined by you, because each one will grow either weeds or flowers. Each relationship will grow weeds or flowers. Every relationship in your life should be clearly defined and understood. How do you discern worthy relationships? If I was to go around and ask everybody on this line, what do you do to qualify the relationships that are in your life? Most of you all will be tongue-tied, stuttering.
Show love.
Most of you all don't even have a plan. You don't have a process. You just let anybody that just want to come in your life, you just open up to them like a vault. But I'm giving you wisdom on today, and I want you to understand that who you connect with in this season can either propel you or it will prevent you. It will hold you back, or it will slingshot you into your destiny.
That's a nugget right there.
It's important to understand this. Even for, and to take what I say and put it even with romantic interest, especially romantic interest. Men and women of God, if you're looking for a significant other, some of these men and women only want you for one thing, only want you for a good time. They're not going to commit to you. And guess what? The time you spent giving them your body, the time you spent in that sin, I hope it was worth it, because now you have just delayed yourself some. Now you got to prove yourself all over to God, and he has to send forth those tests all over again so that you can pass and be promoted.
That's the truth.
I tell people all the time, I fast too much. I pray too hard. I worship too long to let one act of sin delay me 6 months, 1 year, or 3 years. Who knows how God's timing is? A lot of times we are so silly and ignorant, we think that, all I got to do is just say, Lord, forgive me, and then I can get back on track. No, what you don't recognize is that there are purposes, there are portals, and there are seasons to everything in your life. Since you missed that season of that open door and you failed in temptation, you have to wait till that open door comes right back around and makes itself available to you. But that may not be tomorrow. That might not be in 3 months. That might not be until a year. That might not be until 3 years. And you wonder why sometimes you are like, whoa, why is everyone else being promoted except me? I'm praying, I'm fasting. It's because somewhere along the line you got out of line. And I'm sorry, once you get out of line, you can't butt your way back in. You can't cut yourself back in. You got to go to the end and wait for your time. You got to sit there and marinate and why you made that decision.
Come on.
Got to get delivered. You got to understand why you fell into temptation. Why was it easy for you to open up your legs? Why was it easy for you to pull your penis out? Why was it easy? Why did you succumb to your flesh? Why did you lie? Why did you steal? Why? God wants you to understand why.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, we teach it real over here. The leaders that are going to be birthed out of KCI are going to be well informed. So if you make a wrong decision, you made it informed. You knew the consequences, because there's no blood on my hands. Apostle Andrew Smith and I, we go to bed good every night. Why do we sleep well? Because we knew that whatever we did, teaching, mentoring, prophetic coaching call, we emptied out the truth. And then when they leave our presence, then God holds them accountable to the revelation they have.
Amen.
Amen.
Our relationships, some relationships multiply your wisdom, but then there are some relationships where you feel like you're getting dumber when you talk to them. I have some people that tried to connect with me, and I become wiser. Iron sharpened iron. But you ever connected to somebody, and when you get off the phone or when you finish fellowship with them, you feel stupid. You feel dumb. Instead of sharpening you, they made you dull.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today.
And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.